Dan from Roto-Rooter. Good morning.
Morning, Dennis.
I'm reading all about you're saving kittens now.
Yeah, I guess we are, hey?
Yeah, tell us the story.
Okay, so, well, we're on a job, just minding our own business, and my receptionist calls us and says, hey, so I got a weird phone call for you. We said, okay, yeah, well, it can't be that weird, like in the industry we're in. And she says, "What? How do you feel about getting a cat?" I'm like, "What do you mean, like adopting a cat?" She's like, "No, getting a cat out of a sewer pipe that fell in." We're like, "No way." It was for this little girl, and she was just adopting this cat. And I said, "You know what? It's been my attitude since we've purchased Roto-Rooter has been, you know what? We're going to see what we can do, but we can't promise anything, but we're going to see what we can do." And we went out, saw, brought our camera out, took a look to where we thought we heard the noise coming from. I camered the one line. I didn't see a kitten in there. And I was like, okay, this has gotten a lot. This has changed it a little bit. And I could hear something coming out of the left side of my ears. And I looked, and there's this bigger, like, old water well that they used to have a mobile home there. And it came up to service this house. So we looked down there, we shoved our camera down there, and all of a sudden I see these blue kitten eyes looking at me and this little furry cat. Well, now the rescue really started. So what we did was we, the one lady that was there, she crocheted like this little rope ladder, and we'd stuff it down there. And this kitten would try to grab onto it. And it was hard because the kitten wasn't fully understanding what was going on. She just got weaned from her mom. So she was really tiny. Like, she was probably, when we did, because, you know, as we know, we got her out, she was probably as heavy as like a set of keys. She was the runt of the litter and everything. So she would grab onto this rope ladder and we'd start pulling. But then eventually when she got maybe halfway or so, it was about 4 feet down, she'd let go. And what made the rescue even a little harder, well, a lot harder, was there was an old barn sitting over top. So no adults could get under there. And it was just like maybe a little 1 foot, 2 foot gap to try to get through. And we couldn't squeeze through it. So a couple of those attempts we tried. We tried a ratchet strap down there, and she would cling on to it. And same thing, let go. And we said, okay, I don't know what else to try. So what we did was somebody else suggested, said, well, what if we cut the floor? I said, that would be a great idea. If we could cut the floor, then we can get straight down and really get in there. So we talked with the farmer whose field this was at, who said, hey, is it okay? Can we cut the floor? He's like, yeah, you guys go ahead with what you got to do to get this open. And so we got our sawzalls and all of their saws, and we start cutting this floor, made this beautiful, nice hole. But the problem was it was still a little off from where we were. And again, the hole was not that big. We couldn't get down. One lady tried. She couldn't fit down. So the little girl, she was a trooper. She's like, I think I can fit. And she dropped down into this hole, and she starts scooching under the barn to where the cat was. And it was like, she peeked over down to the hole. She could see the cat. They made eye contact. I was like, at that moment, the cat knew, okay, I think I'm going to be okay. And it was like, they got a little more hope. And so there was lots of, I love living in Cranbrook, Dennis, because the suggestions that were flying in on Facebook, like, it was really a community effort too, at the end of the day.
So the little girl's hands were small enough to be able to reach the kitty cat?
No, her body. So she was able to fit through the floor that we cut out. So she could go in, because there was, like, the way the joists and everything were running, we cut it, and we couldn't quite get all our adult bodies in. But she could squeeze her little kid body in, which was awesome. So she got in there, and then that's when somebody suggested online to use a shop vac. So I said, yeah, we could, but I was just scared that we'd accidentally suck the head because it was so small.
And I was like, I'm thinking that.
Exactly. So what I said was, we did on the camera. And you know those games that have the claw hand and you can get the candy and whatever? We're like, well, we're going to do it like this. Put the vacuum as low of a setting as we could. And the little girl would adjust it with her hand, the vacuum, down this hole, about 4.5 feet down, like I said. And my wife was on the camera and looking, and we're all trying to, you know, coordinate. And then it was like, okay, go, we managed to hook the vacuum onto her back legs and then pulled her right out.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was quite the
Is the kitty cat's name Lucky?
Yeah, no, actually. They called her Rocky, and then they gave her a middle name to call her Rooter after that. So Rocky Rooter.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it was quite a thing to be a part of, and it was just awesome. And, you know, it's one of those things that in today's day and age, it's always great to have those stories, you know, because like it, just with everything going on and to see a community together, right?
Oh, and working with a little girl, and you'll probably have a friendship with that family for life now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I've offered them. I said, so if anything you need for this cat, you know, we'll definitely help you out.
Thanks for coming in. I know you're on your way to work. I was trying to wave you down.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis. We'll see you, eh?
Thank you, Dan, from Roto-Rooter.